Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna and Divine You is all about your inner wisdom meeting outer transformation. Your soul, your inner guidance meeting the things that you really want in life on the outside. Today we are going to talk about how to become a master in creating your life with intentions. We're going to talk about what intentions are, how to set intentions, and how to use them in the most powerful way so that they create you an extraordinary life and that they are setting you up for success beyond your wildest dreams. So let's start with the definition of intention. And my definition is a bit different than the norm, because the norm is that an intention is something that you intend to do or that you aim for. Like if you have an aim or a plan, that's an intention, just something that you want. My definition is that an intention is an energetic field. It's an energetic frequency. It's a state of being that you want to be in. And you know by heart when you are in that state, and you know by heart when you're not in that state. For example, when your intention is that you want to show up as your best self, you want to show up as your best self in every situation. You know yourself quite well, and you know yourself when you are showing up as your best self. There's a different energy that you are vibrating in. Different thoughts, different feelings, different energies, different vibrations. You can just feel it. And you also feel it when you're not in it. You will have different thoughts, different feelings, different reactions, different habits. You will feel and be different. So instead of just thinking of an intention of something that you aim for me, it's just an energetic field that I want to live in. It's a state of being that I want to live in and that I want to be. And now it gets a bit crazy. The moment that I am aware of my intention, I'm already tapped into that energetic field. The moment when I'm aware, I'm like, oh, I wasn't connected to that energetic field. I already changed because I become aware, and in the awareness, I probably choose the better. I probably not choose what I don't want. I probably choose what I want. So in the awareness, I'm suddenly like, no, my intention was, my thing that I really wanted, that I wanted to feel and wanted to be, was to show up as my best self. And then when I realize and remember my intentions, my thoughts and feelings, my vibrations already changed. So an intention for me, and I'm just talking for me, but I'm pretty sure it will help you immensely and it will change you forever. For me, an intention is an energetic field, and I know whether I'm tapped into it or not. And the moment when I'm aware, I can decide to tap back into it. Because the moment when I realize, oh, I wasn't connected to my intention, I was somewhere else, I decide to come back to my intention and show up as my best self. But that takes practice. And that's okay. And we're going to talk about that further. However, for now, it's like the question, what energetic fields you want to live in? What are the energetic fields you want to live in? And that's a question probably no one has asked you before. People have probably asked you, what is your goal? What is your vision? And the thing with goals and visions is that they are in the future. And when they are in the future, they don't bring you fully into your power in the now moment. Because the thing is, and that's the most crazy thing, the only moment where you can create your life, the only moment where you can fully create your life and use the power of conscious creation is always the now moment. And when you change the now moment, you change your future. and you stay the same in the now moment, you don't change your future so much. However, the power of consciously creating your life is in the now. It's now, 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 now. And when you realize that the only moment where you can change something is now, then you also realize all the power is in the now. And when you have a vision or a goal, which is amazing, and I teach that as well, then you actually have a thing going on where you know, oh, I either hit it or not. It's a success or a failure. And it's like, I'm going to run a marathon and I know whether I finished or not. And it's like a really short moment where you know whether you succeeded or you failed. If you have an intention, and that's a good thing, if you have an intention, it's more something where you can come back over and over and over and over and over again. It's every moment where you remember and take back your power and step back into your intention, you already changed, you already succeeded. And that's why intentions are so immensely powerful. And in my opinion, one of the greatest tools for conscious creation, because they help you just to change your energy from moment to moment to moment to moment. And then it's more about how often do you remember to tap back into the energy and how long can you stay into that energetic field before you lose it and go back to subconscious. And that's why I want to give you a question for this week. And the question is, where have you been intentionless? Which is actually not quite true, because most of the time it's just subconscious intentions. For example, if you go to work and you don't even know why you go there, there's probably an intention. You probably go because you want the money or you want to help your family or something like that. So there are intentions, but most often we are not aware of them. And that's not so good. As more aware we are, the more we can change, the more we can make a new conscious choice. So it's really crazy. It's always about the now moment. So just think for now, where have you not been conscious about your intentions? And the easiest is just choose one area of your life, your relationship, your friendship, your work, your body, your health, something like that. And just think, oh, I wasn't intentionally there at all. I was just going through the motions. And then just think of one powerful, 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 powerful intention. And write it out, because it will make a different connection in your brain. And then just check in with it. And just check in, is it really the energetic field that feels most aligned with me? Is it really the energetic field that I want to live in on a constant base? Is it the energetic field I just want to thrive in? I don't even want to think about it anymore. I'm ready to learn it, to tap in over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. But at one point in my life, I just want to be in that energetic field. And just check in whether it's really aligned with you, what you wrote down. Or maybe it needs something else. Maybe you need to write it down differently, but just check in with you. But I'm sure you will find an intention that will blow your mind. And then the practice is to step into that intention, into that energetic field over and over again. And it's not about failure, because it's quite normal that you will not be in your intention, not be in that energetic field. But every time you are conscious, just come back to it. Just come back to it. And that's the task for this week. We are going to dive deeper into intentions, and it's going to blow your mind. Honestly, I'm sure it will. And then you will also get a meditation, which will be amazing as well. So this is the first episode with proper content. I'm quite curious. You can give me feedback on Instagram. You can also post something under the YouTube video. You can give me a feedback wherever you want. And if you are here the first time, hi, so excited to get to know you. And if you're here for a long time, even more excited that you're still here with me. And if you want to dive deeper into this work, you really feel a call, like there's something there for you. There's a Facebook group, which is called Divine You with the Most Epic Beautiful Woman. And you can just like apply there and join us. The application actually is just to set up your clear intention. That's all. That's three questions just to get clear on your intention for joining the group. And if you feel the call to work like deeper and create your own life and become very conscious and aware of your life and change your patterns and your past and your future and really go for your visions and dreams, then there's also the possibility to work one-on-one with me. This is either in English or in German. I'm originally German, so it's in either English or German. And there's an application form with a couple of questions just to also get a clear intention on what you want on my website. So you can also go onto my website and find everything there. So I'm quite excited to journey with you further in this topic. And yeah, I'm sending you so much love. And please share the podcast. That would be the most amazing thing with whoever needs it, whoever should hear that. And I know it's deep stuff. It's probably quite heavy for some people. But if you know that there's someone who will understand and who needs this, then please share. So lots of love and hear you next week. Bye-bye.